Sagt der Elgin Mishnah weiter, Reb Shimon ben Nana Soimer, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Tess, Masechtes Bikurim. Reb Shimon ben Nana Soimer, Ma'aterin es HaBikurim. Atara means a crown. So Ma'aterin es HaBikurim means like we decorate the Bikurim. And they did it like a crown, just like a crown goes around the head. They would surround the baskets of Bikurim with very nice peiros. And it doesn't have to be from the Shivas Aminim, these peiros that are like the crown for the Bikurim. It could be Chutz Mishivas Aminim. It could be even with peiros that are not from the Shivas Aminim. Bikurim itself is only from the Shivas Aminim. But the crown of the Bikurim could be things like a Sroigim, very nice apples, could even be from peiros that come from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Omer, not only the Bikurim themselves, but even the crown around the Bikurim. Ein ma'atinas ha-Bikurim. Elam ha-Shivas Aminim, only from the Shivas Aminim, and, explains the Batanura, only from peiros that grow in Eretz Yisrael, only from peiros that are mechuyev in Bikurim. Did they have to do this? Surround the Bikurim with other peiros? No, it was a hider mitzvah, says the Mishnah Rishayna. Why does Rabbi Akiva say only from the Shivas Aminim? Rabbi Akiva is concerned that if you're going to see a Sroigim, you're not going to chap. This is just the crown of the Bikurim. You're going to think that for Bikurim themselves, you could use peiros that are not from the Shivas Aminim. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, to avoid that mistake, even the crown of the Bikurim has to be from peiros that are mechuyev in Bikurim.